In New York City, this is the second day of a major transit strike. If city residents want to drive into Manhattan, they need four people in a car. There's a two-hour delay for the start of public schools and $1 million a day in fines for the union. But what's the big number, the cost of all of this for the New York economy? Hundreds of millions? Low billions? NPR's Mike Pesca walked over to the New York Bureau to file this report.
In his novel, Watership Down, Richard Adams posited that his characters, rabbits, can count up to four. Anything bigger than four becomes simply a lot to a rabbit. Human beings are probably better than rabbits, but the difference between 400 million and 660 million is a little difficult. Those were the upper and lower daily estimates that were floating around as generated by the New York Economic Development Corporation. Mayor Michael Bloomberg put out the $400 million figure, and that has been the one most widely quoted. But New York City Comptroller William Thompson says that if the strike lasts a week, it could cost $1.6 billion, $400 million for the first day, but tapering off to an average cost of $225 million a day, almost half of Bloomberg's total. To get an idea if any of these numbers are right, I talked to an economist, Bansari Saha. I called him for two reasons. One, he studied the economic impact of the 2003 blackout for the consulting firm ICF. Two, he doesn't work in New York, so he was able to answer his office phone yesterday. Saha looked at the 11-day 1980 New York transit strike, which was said to cost $1 billion. He compared that with the estimate for the current strike.
Just sort of to get a sense of, okay, what kind of cost numbers are we talking about, in the billions or, you know, tens of billions or what? And this gives me a sense because a $1 billion in 1980, if you adjust it for inflation, it turns out to be more than $2 billion. But at least that tells me that this $1.6 billion is not completely out of whack. It's not unreasonable.
Estimates generated by politicians are, of course, affected by politics. Here's what's going on in New York. Mayor Bloomberg probably wants to emphasize the disruption as he backs management. Comptroller Thompson, who ran for office with the Transit Workers Union endorsement, is more pro-labor. In fact, he got some headlines last summer when he contradicted Bloomberg by saying the Republican National Convention would wind up costing the city millions. Thompson, it should be noted, is the official who pegged the 2003 blackout cost at $800 million if you take out food spoilage, which shouldn't be a problem with the subway strike. $800 million is exactly twice as much as the $400 million a day figure the mayor has cited. But there is a big difference between this strike and that blackout, a difference heard when you call for tickets to Broadway shows.
As you may be aware, the New York City Transit Authority is on strike, affecting MTA bus and subway lines. At this time, all events will go on as scheduled.
Unlike the blackout, which was unexpected and total, entire stores were shut down. Duane Reade, the city's biggest pharmacy, reported in its SEC filings that quarter that it lost $3.3 million in sales. Walk into any Duane Reade in the city today or yesterday, and the line seemed just as long. The cashiers say they don't see a significant drop in sales. William Green is an economist at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says the blackout was much more disruptive than the strike.
That kind of rapid disruption probably would be very costly, more so than this. As people adjust to the disruption, the costs on a daily basis will go down.
Here's one solid figure to look at, trading on Wall Street. Most days, more than 2 billion shares are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Yesterday, about 1.5 billion. So check the Wall Street trading tables tomorrow. Forget if the Dow goes up or down. If trading is more than 1.5 billion shares, you'll get a sense that the city is learning to cope with the disruption. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.